not a good night for the Lady Cougars.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to her after the game and just wanted to find out what was going through her head. And, the biggest thing was the – are we doing the national anthem again?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Well, it should be.
Stern rendition of the national anthem. Well, they threw us off of that, which is fine. We're going to have starting lineups here for you for the Independence Eagles, coached by new coach Doug Keel. First out of the box is Matt St. Charles, number one. He's a junior, big tall kid, about what, 6'2", 6'3"? Wow, big kid. Also, is number three out of the box for the Eagles. That's Noah Morrison. He's a senior point guard. Number 23, senior point guard, Preston Garner's coming out. Also, 24 is Jack Sisson. He's a senior. And last but not least is number 33. And I have Connor Rudolph, and they called out another name, so I don't know. They said Graham Reese.
That's what they said.
And they just turned out the lights in here so we can't see anything.
Well, now.
We got a light show going on here right now.
With flashlights.
Flashlights, that's right. We're going to turn ours on so we can see the he called out, I want to get that correct, because he called out Reese. They don't see a Reese.
Graham Reese, he's on mine, is 33.
Well, on mine, 33 is...
Here he is, right there.
There is Graham Reese. Oh, yeah, my bad. I was looking at Connor Rudolph, and that's 31. You think I count better than that at this advanced stage. Cougars have been waiting on the announcement there. Gym is all dark with new LED lights. They can turn them right back on, get them started. You couldn't do that in the past, Garth. You turn the lights off, it'd take 15 minutes.
Sure did.
Warm up, maybe 20. And the PA announcer is not doing much. Garrett Justice is out forward, senior, 6'2", 170, number 35. Also for the Cougars, that would be number 30. When he gets
31.
31 gets up out of the dark. That's Andrew Ellison is a forward. He's a junior, 6'2", 205. Played a lot of time last year, excellent ball player. Looks like number 22, if I get his number, 22. That is Carter Speedy, guard. He's just junior, 6'3". Tall kid, 6'3".
For 15, Alex Wall.
Well, and Alex Wall's been playing forever. What a great athlete he is. Number 15 forward, senior, 6'2", 175. And last but not least, we know that familiar gentleman right there. That's Trey Carlton, guard, 5'11", 160. I remember him as a freshman, and I'll tell you what, he can... He's just a junior, but that young man has been quite the talent for the Cougars tonight, Garth. We're looking forward to watching them, the new crop of Indy players. It was it 2 years ago they had them in the state final?
Yes, it was.
2 years ago, Grayson Murphy was a point guard for them. Got all the way to semifinals. Centennial lost a heartbreak game last year over at Cane Ridge to get knocked out.
Dusty Williams not playing anymore?
Dusty Williams is playing. He comes off the bench, and I watched him warm up. He's long, he's lean, he's quick, he's fast. And you know how Coach Frozen subs at a frenetic pace. Here comes Trey Collins across the timeline. Centennial in white uniforms, Carolina blue trim and numerals.
These are short shorts.
They are short shorts. Turnover into Centennial, and they're going some short shorts. We haven't seen those in quite a while. Not as short as I used to wear them, which is, mine were scary short. Here comes Independence in their royal blue with gold trim and white numerals, white gold numerals. Frenetic pressure being applied by the Cougars. Trey Carlton.
That's five seconds.
How long does he get? My goodness, that was 10 seconds. Fisher can't count that high, I guess. Ball scored pass. Independence a little out of sync. The pressure being applied by the Centennial Cougars has really got their attention. Good pick set. Ball's driven across court to the left wing. Cougars just absolutely, they play Pete Froden defense. Garth, I knew you'd love that. Here comes Carlson across the timeline. Thought about the three, pulled it back. Alex Wall, very versatile player, great defensive player. Pretty good football player, defensive end and tight end. Trey Carlson left-handed. He was notorious just going for his left, but I know they've corrected that. Trying to top the key, thought about pull back. Was 31. That's Ellison. He is really blossomed. That kid is really matured. Still out that tall body of his. Carlson on the weave, driving down the left wing. Drives off floater. No good. Rebound. Carter Speedy on the shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Independence off the glass, and it's good. Nice basket. Soft floater that time on number 23. That would be Preston Garner for Independence. Shot from top of the key is good. 31 from downtown. Andrew Ellison, 6'2", 200. Three-pointer, 5:50 to go. First quarter action. Independence driving down the center of the lane. Three-pointer on the way from the corner. Bottom drilled it.
Oh, a steal.
Steal back from Independence. They got it back already. Leading 4-3. Morrison on the three-point from the corner. Actually, it was a two. Baseline jumper. Doug Keel's the coach for Independence, and he's called for multiple infractions. Sub it in for Independence is Patrick Garrett, sophomore guard, 5'11". And there's your Dusty Williams checking in, number 23, long, lean.
He's a player.
He sure is a player. And a steal.
Another turnover.
By Morrison, shot from the wing. Three-pointer, nailed it. That was Jack Sisson from three, senior. And uncharacteristic seeing the Cougars turn it over, getting across the timeline. Here comes Carlson, Justice back, three on the way, bottom. Patrick Garrett off the bench, nails his first three-pointer, 7-6 our score. Over and back on Indy call with a turnover, 4:45 to go. Garth, how long will Coach Pete Floden keep that shirt in town tonight? And a coat.
No comment.
Not long. Not long. I don't know how to keep it as much as he moves. Good defense being employed by Williams. Step back. Good. Just made a fall away jumper, just a beautiful 12-footer.
He can play. I mean, sure I don't have enough words sometimes to understand some things that.
Yep. Ball goes up, draws the foul. Ben Brown draws the foul for the Cougars, number 20. As I said, Cougars in the white uniforms, Carolina blue trim. And Garth, you pointed out, first time I've seen not short shorts, but shorter than they have been.
Oh, yeah, these are characteristically old school.
Yeah, love them. First free throw is good. Which these are in numerical order. They're not. That's Matt St. Charles, number one. Number one is the 15th player down. I thought it'd be nice if it was the first player. And he missed the second with a rebound. Brown. Brown's developed to a heck of a ball player for the Cougars. He's got a top of the key. Thought about the three. Pulls it back. Williams down the right wing. Good pass. I had a give and go to Brown. Just overthrew it. And Dusty does what he always does best. Hey, man, my bad. My bad. My fault. Team player. Independence can't get the ball in bounds. Barely got it on the four count. Here they come across the timeline. The 10's got the floor redone this year. Looks really good. Almost that Palomino tan. Big Centennial C in the middle. Light blue. St. Charles on the drive. Blocking's call. Blocking's call on the Cougars. That's on number 31. That's Ellison, the junior, 6'2", 200. Alex Wall checking back in. Also, Trey Carlton. Also, Isaiah Poor, 5'10", 155. Poor of the night had 28 points, Garth. St. Charles rattled that one in. 9-8's our score, 3:50 to go.
So this kid that just went into game number two had 28 points the other night.
Yes, he did.
And he's just now going into the game. Unbelievable.
9-8's our score, 3:50 to go. First quarter, St. Charles at the line. Made them both. Cougars trying to get the ball in bounds. Carlton finally gets it. And he tosses it up and stolen by Independence. Independence throwing that zone press at him. Doug Keel to our right, screaming instructions for his Independence. First-year coach, spin, jumper. Nice move. Number 23 from the jumper there for Independence. That's Preston Garner. He's got five. Poor jump shot. Can't get it to go. Here comes Independence. 12-8 our score. The ball moving out front by Independence. A lot of pressure by the Cougars. Ball jump, rebound. Carlton, fast break. 2-on-2. Going to take it all the way. Nope, pulls it back out front. Williams for three. Front rim. Good gracious.
Man.
That was an inadvertent foul on number three. Wow. Noah Morrison didn't mean to, but boy, he decked Isaiah Poor.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that was inadvertent pulling his hand down, but man, Poor's going to remember that one. Cougars tried to take it in another own basket. Blocking called on number 20 for the Cougars. Ben Brown. That's his second. First quarter, Brown's already got two. Brown has always been tall, but Garth, he's filling that body out now.
Yeah, he is. Looking good.
Yes, sir. He's spent a lot of time in the weight room. These kids are really developing, looking, getting over those freshman, sophomore bodies. Marshall on the drive, kicks it down the wing to Sisson, top of the key. Independence being real methodical. Inside spin move, goes up, block. Here come the Cougars on a fast break. Carlton down the left wing. Kicks it way back out front to Dustin Williams. Always looking inside, always looking to pass.
I might talk Tate about these uniforms. I've yet to figure this out.
They look like a Neapolitan ice cream, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah. Carlton on the drive, went left as usual, and he scores. Trey Carlton, the junior. Yeah, that wouldn't have been my fouls call. Blocking. That's on number two for Centennial. That's Isaiah Ford. 5'10", 155. All right, checking back in for Centennial. Number 22 is Carter Speedy. With a name like that, you better be fast.
I agree.
If you're not, you better learn how to run. But the kid is long, he's lean, and he is quick. Got very quick feet. Centennial trying to get inside. Centennial trying to get inside. Nice give and go. Beautiful, beautiful give and go that time on the run.
That's pronounce that name.
Hishiri Silas Salitri. Salitri. There you go.
Good shot.
Trey Carlson. Fall away jumpers. Good.
14-13 is our score. 1-2-3. Left on the clock. First quarter. Hishiri Salitri. There you go. So many said that three times. Fast.
You make me say Oda Megwu.
Yeah, but Oda. Yeah, well. 60 seconds left, first quarter, one-point differential. Independence up 14-13. Well-played ball game. Independence trying to get it inside. Got it in the corner, right wing. Drives the baseline. St. Charles draws a foul. That would be on Centennial's 35. Eric Justice.
No, called that on Trey. I don't know who he didn't call that on 35, though. He called it on Trey Carlton.
He did. Okay, my bad. Trey Carlton, zero. My bad. That's what's flashing. I should wait. And stolen by Justice. Here comes Speedy across the timeline. Rather Speedy down the left wing. Centennial looking for that inside pass. Good give and go. Thrown out of bounds by Carlton. He was trying to get a give and go that time to Andrew Ellison. Ellison had the baseline run. Didn't make the cut. Calls the turnover. 31 seconds. There's Independence across the timeline. Quickly across the timeline. Preston Garner, who's running the offense at the point. For the Eagles. Coach Doug Keel to our right for the Independence first year coach. Trying to look the ball inside is Noah Morrison. We're 10 seconds.
Georgia!
Yelling Georgia. And I don't think talking about Ray Charles. It's stolen by
Ray Carlton. Carlton. Took it to the south.
And desperation shot at the buzzer. Our first quarter score will be Centennial 14. Excuse me, Centennial 13, Independence 14. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports. AM 950. And we are back. Crystal King on the board, keeping us in line. Our score, Independence 14, Centennial 13.
A lot of action.
A lot of action.
Game.
Well played. A lot of intensity out here. Hirishi Salitri on pass. I'm going to learn to say that eventually. As they say, he ain't from around here. Ball's tipped out of bounds.
That's a tough one. That might be the toughest name we've seen so far this year.
Could be Hirishi Salitri. S-A-L-I-T-R-I. Salitri. Salitri. I don't know. Let's call him H-Man, number zero. Looks like here comes the ball. Don't hit my water. Nice save by Independent. They're up one. 7:40 to go. Second quarter action. H-Man of Salitri drives the baseline. Kicks it back out front. Excellent ball movement. Chris, front rim, no good. Rebound, Cougars.
Oh, I'm Trey, missed that one.
PD for three. Back rim, no good. Good ball movement by the Cougars. They kick it back up. Justice got it.
How many ball fakes can you give in one possession right there by the same player?
Brown, back rim, no good. Here come the Eagles down the right wing in the corner. And it's stolen again. 2-on-1. Williams,
oh,
Carlton, a bad pass.
Have mercy.
Bad pass, bad pass, bad pass. Cougars reload. Carlton had the poise to save it. Step back. Three can't get it to go.
Hello.
Ball's thrown up the middle. And I'm going to use that term again. If they keep this up, it's going to be demolition derby. Ball's thrown away. And it's thrown away, thrown away, thrown away.
Okay, your demolition derby to our listeners is just terrible basketball. Let's just rephrase that.
Well,
backwards and forwards, throwing the ball all over the place.
Well, it's out of control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No score so far in this second quarter, 14-13. Shout out to David Hughes, better known as Lieutenant Dan. He's listening. I'm not sure where he is tonight, but he's tuning in on radio.net. Appreciate his encouragement. Got listeners all over the country, from Hawaii to Kentucky, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, spread out near and far. He walked, Carlton walked, shuffled his feet.
You know, Stormy, the sad part about games like this right here is that if you can't play under control, slow the game down.
Just
slow it down
right.
And make it a possessional game instead of trying just
helter-skelter.
Exactly. I mean, I know that, you know, you've got two well-coached teams here. Just slow it down. I mean, Froden's coached for a long time. I don't know Coach Kill that well, but actually don't know him at all. But, I mean,
so Charles from three, air ball.
You're coaching at the highest classification in high school basketball. Slow the game down and coach. Make in-game adjustments.
Right. Make each position count. Here come the Cougars, trailing by one. No scores, him scoring this second quarter.
They're running a five-out motion.
Speedy's got it.
Four-out one.
Speedy's got a good give and go. Had a man, had the baseline jumper, didn't take it. And the left wing, out of control, was poor. He draws a foul.
This is making me dizzy watching this.
Get vertigo if you're not careful. Matt St. Charles on the foul.
Well, some of these players are spending more time on the floor than they are upright.
Yeah. There's been a smidge out of control. He goes, Justice gets it out front to Wall. Wall, good pass. Kicked saved by Poole on the baseline. Down the right wing. He's guarded. Oh, good move. How about that move? Spin. Lost control. Feeding the guy.
Wow.
Alex Wall says, I got it. Throws it down. Started all over. Poole drives to his right. He was cut off. Good defense that time by Preston Garner.
You're not going out tough, Alex Wall.
No. Alex Wall might be the most versatile player on the floor, talking about multiple sports. Great athlete. Young, fine young man.
Five-out motion. You got three guys cutting at the same time.
Yep. Patrick Garrett, shot no good. Here come rebound independence. Nolan Morrison out front. Runner's going to take it down the left wing. He's cut off by Poole. Trey Carlton about to check back in. Wall has got Morrison. Baseline goes in to wow, nice move by Sisson. Backline, baseline cut, reverse, and it's stolen by Independence again. 4 points in 3 seconds. 18-13.
It sure was.
It sure was. Here comes Carter Speedy. We'll take it all the way. St. Charles is going to be.
What?
St. Charles draws the block. And Carter Speedy went, wait, what? And Pete Foden has a look of total dismay on his face.
I do, too. That was horrible.
Yeah, St. Charles, he looked like he moved from
that was horrible
from one state to the other. Goodness
gracious.
We've had that official before. He's been known to be a smidgen inconsistent.
Take my glasses off, and I can see better than that. Ah, man.
Yeah, leave them off, guard. St. Charles trying to get across the timeline. Centennial's at the score. They've gone 5 minutes and hadn't scored in this second period. Not a point. Step back jumper. In and out. Rimmed out. Carlson rips it out of there. Going down the left wing on that left-hand dribble. He'll take it all the way. Kicks it out front. Williams for three. No good. St. Charles on the rebound for Independence. Here they come. As we said, the Cougars haven't scored in 5.5 minutes. Garner steps back.
A little leapfrog there in that shot.
Went in, went out, went back in, and came out. I was running out of adjectives to describe what happened.
What's your adjective to describe that shot?
Centennial taking out on their own basket. Alec Wall being speedy coming out. Doug Keel is getting his point across to his trial right.
Well, Georgia 1 and Georgia 2 hadn't worked yet, so.
Is that what he's been hauling?
Yep.
Cougars get the ball inbound. Full court press been employed. Across the timeline is Williams to Carlton, driving to the left. Kicks it back out front, top of the key. Cougars in dire need of a basket. They haven't scored. And it's tipped away again. They had Wall on the baseline cut. Sisson's on the defensive effort. Four Independence made a nice Jack Sisson. Cut him off. He's a senior.
Stormy Centennial was 2-0 in the district. And going into tonight.
There you go. Foul's call on the wing that time. It's going to be on 23 for Independence. That will be Justin Garner. Checking in is 31 for Independence. Big kid. That's Connor Rudolph. And boy, they got the big kids, Garth. They're what, 6'3", 6'4", maybe 6'5"?
No, they're not that
tall. They look tall to me. Everybody looks tall.
Well, we are sitting down.
Yeah, no, everybody looks taller to a midget. Here comes Wall out front down the left wing. 2:40 to go. Cougars yet to score. Yet to score this quarter. Williams for jumper. Back rim.
Can't get it to go. Rebound independent.
Here comes Garner. Gets it back to St. Charles, thrown away. It's going to be stolen by Centennial. There's a breakaway.
Oh, my.
And he is knocked to the ground, knocked to the wall, and they don't call a foul. Pete Floden is shaking his head, and the official just smiled. We have a timeout on the floor with 2:21 to go. Independence 18, Centennial 13. Let's just keep it here, Gar. Give me what you got.
Well, so I'm looking at the 11 AAA boys standings going into tonight. Franklin on top at 3-0 in the district. Centennial 2-0. Brentwood and Dixon County both 2-1. Summit 1-1. Page 1-2. Ravenwood 1-2. Independence 0-2. Spring Hill 0-3. Stormy, who's your surprise in that group?
Ravenwood.
I would agree with that. At 1-2, that would be mine. That would be mine as well.
Yep. And they're surprisingly with several inexperienced players, there's a lot of talent on that floor.
You're exactly right.
I'm looking forward to what Patrick's going to do with them. Here comes Independence up 18-13. 2 minutes left. And foul's going to be called on
35.
Justice. He's a senior. He's played a lot of time. 6'2", 175. Yeah, I haven't seen shorts that short. It's
been a long time.
25 years?
Every bit of it.
I almost wish I still could find my white ones that came up to here. Free throw, short, rebound. St. Charles, Salatieri, can't get it to go from three. Rebound, Cougars. Here comes Dustin Williams, got numbers. Salton spins, soft, had the layup, blew it. Comes Independence quickly across the timeline. Salatieri's back in. Also, Noah Morrison, distance on the drive, off the glass. Can't get it to go. Wow, Justice rips the rebound out of there. Quickly gets it to Poor. Got numbers. Goes up. Charging. Woo-wee. Well, he likes calling charging, doesn't he?
He does.
Well, this is the correct call.
You know, well, the thing about it is he doesn't even look. If you watch him, he doesn't even look down to see if the feet are set by the defender. He's looking straight up.
Yeah.
Never looks down to see if the defender is set.
Well, the defender slid across, which he did.
That's twice.
Yep, that's twice. Yeah. Garner's being guarded by Trey Carlson. We had 80 seconds left, second quarter. The Cougars have not scored in the second period. Not scored. 18-13. Independence only has 4 points, so it's not like it's been a, wow, take it back. 23 from downtown. Preston Garner just nailed one from 29 feet. Here comes Williams the other way. He scores. Their ice is broken.
That's the first point.
With 50 seconds to go in the second period, 21-15. Garner, really quick little point guard. Pretty good ball handler, Garner. I'm impressed with him tonight. Drives to his right, picked up by Speedy. Good behind the back pass. Player wasn't looking. Here comes Carlton.
Why in the world did you not cross over? Goodness gracious.
I don't know. Back to Williams. Front rim, no good. St. Charles on the rebound. St. Charles single-handedly stopped a fast break. I had two shots there. 15 seconds. Independence come across the timeline. One last shot. Coach Keel hollers instructions at 7, 4, 2, 1. They're going to get it off barely. Noah. Oh, my goodness. He almost bought it. Noah Morrison, a fall away from 36 foot, does everything but go in. Rolled around the rim 3 times and fell harmlessly to the side. Our score at halftime, Independence 21, the Cougars 15. Garth, not much change from the first quarter.
Dude.
Cougars had 2 points. 2 points by Dusty Williams. I said 2 points.
Trey Carlton with 5. Patrick Garrett with 3. Dusty Williams with 4. Andrew Ellison with 3. 15 points at the half for the Centennial Cougars. Independence Eagles. Led at the half by Preston Garner with 7, Noah Morrison with 2, Jack Sisson with 7, Salitri with 2, Matt St. Charles with 3, 21-15 at the half, Independence Eagles.
Does it surprise you that the smaller men for Independence, the one that we've never seen play, I don't remember them playing from last year, does it surprise you that they're the leading scorers? They're doing so well against this very quick Centennial defense.
Yes, I mean, I'm very surprised at the lack of execution. And you know, last year, one of the things that was so impressive about the Cougars was that they stayed in control last year. I mean, it made a strong run. Where'd they make it to the
regional semis?
And played extremely well. And I remember seeing Trey Carlton go out with a shoulder injury that night there.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
And had surgery and didn't get to play football this year because of it. But then tonight, you know, just a second ago. Now, Trey Carlton is one of my favorite players to watch and has been since a freshman. He's a special athlete. But instead of going in and crossing over and doing a reverse layup, he goes in out of control to his left,
which is his dominant hand.
But he can't use his right.
Right.
But instead of going in and making a basketball move, crossing over and using a reverse, use the rim to protect him.
Right.
He goes away from the basketball and almost shoots a sky hook and misses it.
It would look very uncharacteristic.
It really was. And then you've got Dusty Williams, who, in my opinion, he and Alex Wall are the most athletic two on this court, hands down.
Yes.
Dusty Williams and Alex Wall. They're out of sync. They don't look like they're even in the same zip code as each other.
Well, and they both, well, I know one played football. Alex played football, and I know he's...
Dusty does too, doesn't he? Isn't he a wide receiver or cornerback?
Yeah, you're right. Both of them did.
The reason that I was looking at these standings a while ago was I was trying to figure out, where is Centennial this season? Because I thought when I saw that yesterday, I remembered seeing Centennial up at the top.
Yeah.
This is not the same team, to my opinion, that would be up at the top of the standings thus far, because they're not showing any signs of any kind of togetherness right now, and they're out of control.
Or cohesion. Who they played?
That I don't know.
Did they beat who they beat? That's the key.
Well, I mean, you look at Brentwood, they're 2-1. They played Franklin. So, you know, that's why they've had their loss, because you had your top 1 and 2 teams playing each other the first game.
All right, let's do this. We need to take about a 4-minute break. Crystal's doing a great job. We need is to break here, if you don't mind. And Centennial kids are in pajamas. This kid's in a blue house coat tonight.
We need to cool off.
You need to take.
I need to cool off.
Yeah, Garth, go get a cold drink. Let's go ahead and take 4 minutes. This is Sports on AM950. Defense set it all in the second quarter. Independent scored 7 points. Centennial scored 2. Our score end of two is 21-15. We're at Centennial. Garth Bowling along with Stormy Mitchell Hill. Appreciate y'all tuning in. AM 950. Lieutenant Dan's listening on radio.net. People are listening in Kailua, Hawaii. Appreciate the Halford crew out there. Hope Ren gets feeling better. Here comes Centennial, a little weave. Drive inside Carlton in the paint. Got nowhere to go. Stolen by St. Charles. Coach Keel to our right is vociferous. Holler, holler, holler. Maybe we don't have our outside mic anymore. Here comes Independence. Good ball movement into St. Charles. Off the glass. Good pass by Morrison into St. Charles.
Nice play.
23-15, 8-point differential. Cougars have only scored 2 points. Now they got 4. Beautiful, beautiful play. Pass inside. Speedy to Brown. Beautiful move. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Morrison way out front. Ball's inside, goes up, and wow, I was waiting on St. Charles to make that move, and he just made it off the basket, kissed it off the glass. Dusty Williams got numbers off the glass, softly, ready to draw a charge. Errant shot. Here comes Garner, left wing, 15-footer. No good. Dusty Williams ripped it out of there. He's going to take it, and he's got no help.
Good pass.
The Justice can't convert. Had 2 good looks, can't buy one. His American Express must have expired. 25-17 is our score. Garner way out front, being hounded by Speedy. Carlton's got Morrison. 25-19 is our score. 6 minutes, third quarter action. Cougars are trailing. Independence had their number. St. Charles on the give and a go. Nice. Wow. Breakthrough off the backboard and scores. Cougars got no answer for him. 27-19. Carlton crossed the timeline. Cougars been known as the cardiac kids. Carlton used his left hand up and under. Not even close. His assistant on the drive goes up. Ball's kicked out of bounds. One thing about Independence, well, they're not afraid to take it to the rim. They may be outsized, out physical. They don't have the physicality as Centennial.
They're not athletic as Centennial.
Not even half as athletic. But they are not afraid to take it in. Ball's tipped. Stolen by Justin. He hits the floor, picks it up to Carlton. Carlton regains composure across the timeline, trailing 27-19. Justice from downtown.
That's actually Ben Brown.
Ben Brown, my bad. You're right, correction.
But he does look like Justice.
Yep, both of them have a hairband. That's what threw me off, my bad. That's something I think I would have gotten away with at that age.
Excuse me. Oh, law.
Oh, good backboard cut to Sisson. Couldn't get defense closed down by the Cougars. Yeah, we'd have gotten beat up.
Just not enough badges to just...
Oh! Shot from St. Charles from downtown. 3-pointer. Carlton barely gets across the timeline.
I think you need a timeout, Coach.
Shot, no good. Rebound, Brown, up, no good. Bowden is out of his jacket. We knew he'd come out eventually. As much pace in his jumping he's been doing. Noah Morrison on the drive. Foul is called. Foden wants a travel.
Travel, but
didn't get it.
Coach, you need a timeout.
Yeah, to slow
you need
down.
A timeout to get the team under control.
Settle them down. Cougars have only scored 4 points since the first quarter. 4 points. Section five. Ball stolen by Williams. No lack of effort by Dusty Williams. Finally, a timeout's called on the floor. We're taking 1-2. Let's take 30. This is sports on AM 950. We're back. 30-19 is our score. The Cougars have got to find who put the cellophane over the basket. They have not scored. They've only scored four.
They scored six points in the first quarter.
Yep, ball skipped out of bounds. And Cougars get it. Leave it to Alex Wall, Mr. All-Everything. What a versatile athlete that young man is. He can play all sports. Got the defensive effort. Love his hustle. Here comes Carlton, guarded by Garner. Carlton goes to his left as usual. Dusty Road, fall away. Three. And wow, over the top is Justice ripped that one out of the air. I want that ball more than you do, basket. 30-21 with 3:45 to go. Third quarter, here comes Garner driving the right wing, kicks it back to Salamatri. Assistant on the drive, draws a foul. On Poor. That is only the second foul.
I got him down for three, actually.
Yeah, second in this half. That's three fouls on Poor. Eagles inbound.
Oh, good cut.
Charles.
Good cut.
Wow, St. Charles on the inbound cut. Beautiful move. No defense that time employed by the Cougars to stop him. 32-21. They're up 11 with 3:20 to go. Williams down the right wing, not having one of his traditional nights, which means about 17, 18 points. He's just not on the line. Trey Carlton not having a great night either. Cougars out of sync. Is it exams or is it Tuesday night or is it the defensive independence?
There wouldn't be any exams yet.
Well, they're getting close. Williams on the drive, left wing, kicks it back out front to Justice. Williams again, saw floater, went in and came out, spit it back out. The goals have been a cruel night for the Cougars on both ends of the floor, both girls' game and boys' game. Here comes Independence. St. Charles inside.
Good look.
Wow, beautiful move and draws a foul on the basket. That time is 31 for the Cougars. That would be Mr. Connor Rudolph. He is just a junior, but he broke free, went to the basket, going for the three-pointer.
Well, Dusty Williams came up for the trap, and everybody shifted, and that left the two post players open underneath the basket. Just a good look by St. Charles.
Unselfish play.
That's a lane violation.
Lane violation on Mr. Rudolph.
Can't blame him for trying.
No, good hustle. Hey, like a kid would hustle. Timeout on the court. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
And Crystal King was going to sing us back in that break. If you got a chance, find her on Facebook. Watch her sing. I'm the queen of your double wide. That girl can let it. She can let it go. Crystal, quit blushing. I'm bragging on you. We are back. Centennial finally gets the ball in bounds across the timeline. 1-on-4 is Carlton. Foul's called on Garner for the Independence Eagles. Correction.
Salitri.
My bad. That was Salitri, number 0. His name is Harishi Salitri. There you go. Garrett, Justice, and Cougars.
Can't turnover.
Cougars have called for traveling. Trailing 13 with 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Third quarter. Coach Kyle to our right. Shout in instructions. Timeout on the floor. Dusty Williams get his shoes tied. Hey, Garth, you know, they're playing those all-white shoes that I bought, you know?
Uh-huh.
Independence Art.
Yeah.
They look better on them than they did me, don't you think?
That's the truth.
Y'all rode me like a
$3. Ugly shoes.
Y'all rode me like a $3 rented mule that
and
day.
And you deserved it.
I did.
You were so proud of your shoes, though.
I gave them to a homeless man. Y'all hurt me so badly. Ball's baseline cut the system. Couldn't get it to go. Shot from the corner. In and out. Garner, it went down. Carlton on the breakaway, and Garner draws a foul. One thing about Carlton, if he, you know he's going left because that's his dominant. If he would cross over and go back to his right, which he can't do, he just stopped. If he'd have slowed down and gone back, he'd have had an easy layup because Garner had overcommitted to him going left.
That's all he's got to do.
Yep.
Just cross over.
Carlton from three.
Good shot.
Beautiful. That's the Trey Carlton we've known. 34-24 within 10. Cougars clawing back. They always claw back, the cardiac Cougars. It's Salisbury driving, kicks it back to the right wing, spin move, timeout, Doug Keel. Kyle.
This game getting ready to shift.
Yeah, Cougars.
Momentum here, big time.
Cougars are going to full court press, being employed.
I don't know that this is a good idea.
By independent?
Exactly, because I tell you what.
Carlton's got a man open. And
well,
it's stolen.
If he had stayed under control.
Ball's on the floor, and they can't get it to go. I'm telling you, it's a demolition derby out there again. I've never seen Helter Skelter play by, but here Salisbury gets it off to Rudolph, and he draws a foul. Doesn't have a red nose either.
Dusty Williams is first.
Goodness gracious alive. I've never seen Centennial this out of control, guys.
Wide open.
Yep.
Beat the press, and you trip over your own tennis shoes. I mean, Lord have mercy.
That had Mitchell written all over it, didn't it?
Well, you wrote it down on a piece of paper over there is exactly what it had written on it all ago.
Yes, I did. 34-24, got a minute left on a Rudolph.
Why does he shoot three?
I don't know. Why does he shoot? Lane violation. Well, he made that one, made one out of three. 35-24, 58 seconds. Good give and go. Missed another one. Cougars have had 1,400 good looks, and they couldn't buy one with a gold American Express. 35-24, 45 seconds. Garner's got it out front. Good little point guard. He has really been a good little point guard tonight.
Stays under control.
Fast, very quick, good ball handler. Trey Carlton had picked his pocket all night. That's saying a lot. Carlton, defensive little, good defensive specialist out there. Good ball movement way out front.
Ref standing right my way.
Yes, he is. Oh, kid knocked out of bounds, picked up. Good sportsmanship there employed by Centennial's number 31, Andrew Ellison.
He didn't mean to shove him over into the water cooler.
Yeah, he fell on it and poured some water on his head, hit him with the cups. He's fine. Independence finally gets in and stolen. Here comes Carlton, one on two. And Carlton makes, I don't know how he got that step in, but he scores 35-26 within 9.7 seconds. Here comes Garner. Is he going to take the last shot? The answer is yes. Way short. Woefully short. At the end of three, as bad as Centennial's played, they're still in this. They're trailing 35-26. We're taking 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. You had a chance to sing us back in, Crystal, and you didn't do it. Any comment for our listeners, Crystal? I said you had a chance to sing us back in again, and you didn't take advantage of that. I'm expecting you to sing us back in next break. Very good. She's going to beat me. She's going to get a baseball bat to beat me. Hopefully not. Great voice. Here comes Independence. Good pass inside the system. Baseline had the jumper. Goes up softly and is blocked by Williams.
Got bailed out. He was in no man's land on the baseline down there. He got bailed out.
How many is that on Brother Dusty? Is that
two?
That's only two. That's six fouls on the Cougars. One more to the bonus. Only three for Independence with 7:47 to go. Fourth quarter.
He's not in the bonus, and they're letting him shoot. That wasn't a shooting foul.
No, it wasn't. Well, he must have thought it was.
He wasn't shooting.
They're giving him two shots. Assistant at the line. Assistant's got eight, going for nine. Made that one with the greatest of ease. 37-26, back to 11-point differential. Here come the Cougars. Cougars have scored 13 points since the first quarter. Trey Carlton rimmed that one out. Rebound, St. Charles. Here comes Garner across the timeline for the Eagles.
Oh, down
the
slide
right
your
wing.
Feet.
Down the right wing. Back to Noah Morrison. Morrison would not be one you would pick out of a lineup to play basketball.
No.
That man is playing with a great deal of passion and poise and confidence. I like it. Like the way that kid plays. Hard. Balls inside, goes up. Nice move.
That pass got through there, too.
I don't know how they did it, but they flipped. It was a secret, double secret probation pass into Connor Rudolph, and he slips under and scores. Cougars come back down and score. Poor draws another foul as he decks Noah Morrison. I mean, decked him. That's four on Poor. and I don't know if he's going to call a intentional or not. Flagrant, intentional.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he pretty well knocked him to the ground.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Well, either way, he's shooting too if he makes the first one. Noah Morrison on the night has only got 2 points, one foul, but he's played very well, under control.
Bottom.
Got three. Shooting the second one. Brown's coming back in for Justice. I mean, Noah Morrison might weigh 125 pounds, bro. It's about 5'6", about 120, maybe.
Oh, every bit of it, yeah. Man.
They made them both cool as the other side of the pillow. The kid's got, well, Bovado's got four, 41-28, 13-point differential. Cougars just not having a good shooting night tonight. Shot from way downtown. Fight for the rebound. Comes up with it. Oh, good.
Good hustle.
Dusty Williams showing tenacity and hustle. That's just I want that basket more than you. 41-30. Cougars still in it with 6:20 to go. Morrison down the left wing to Garner. Two men out front for Independence. His assistant drives down the right wing.
Independence running a four out, one in.
Well, good hustle by Morrison. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Bad pass by St. Charles. Morrison on the hustle. Tried to save it.
Well, I don't even know why he was coming across the baseline. You're not supposed to come across the baseline like that in four out, one in.
Yep, here comes Trey Carlson to the left wing to Speedy. Carter Speedy, spin move.
Ooh, and he got the roll. The Cougars got a roll for the first time tonight. Put some butter on that roll. Ben Brown for the basket.
That's his first point tonight, trying to make a three-point play.
That's his fourth.
Fourth?
Uh-huh.
Fourth point.
Oh, in and out. Did Ellison get that?
No, that was
31. Andrew Ellison got the rebound.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was with Ben Brown on the point. They got it down for 2 points. Brown got the rebound, drove the foul. He's going to the line.
Well, I added mine up earlier, and I was actually right for once.
Well, this is high mass. Brown makes it.
What? That's Andrew Ellis shooting.
Ellison, my bad. I'm sorry.
To our listeners, Stormy has vacated the building.
This is second one. Rebound St. Charles.
Oh, we got it.
Well, Ellison had an easy putback and missed it. Good ball movement to Sisson down the right wing for Independence. And Centennial gets Cougar. Centennial gets the turnover, and that's Dusty Williams creating turnovers. Timeout, Doug, Kyle, 4, Independence, 33 for the Cougars, 41 for the Independence Eagles. It's a full. Let's take 30 seconds so Crystal can sing us back in. This is sports on AM 950. Wait, you didn't sing, huh?
I guarantee you could be more entertaining than what we're seeing tonight.
Crystal King on the board. She's putting up with a lot tonight. As usual, anytime we have Tuesday night basketball, I sure appreciate you being there tonight.
Our listeners are putting up with a lot tonight.
That's right. 41-33 is our score. Independence is in the lead. They've had the lead all night, 14-13, 21-15, 35-26, 41-33, fourth quarter. We got 5 minutes and 30 seconds of hotly contested basketball to look forward to. Here come the Cougars.
What are you doing?
Trey Carlton drives in, a soft floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound Morrison. Morrison adeptly across the timeline, showing his poise. Carlton picked him up. About to get a 5 second call. Kicks it down to Garner down the right wing. Garner looks inside, looking for Morrison for three. Front rim, no good. Rebound. Cougar. Ben Brown on the rebound to Dusty Williams. Back to Carter Speedy. Brandy walked it and called it. Carlton back to Wall. Dusty Williams on the. To Wally, drives in the paint, kicks it to Carter Speedy down the right wing.
Oh, good pass.
And Brown is hammered from behind.
On the fouls, 33-4, Independent. That would be Graham Reese. Sixth foul, and the Cougars, he's going to draw two shots here. Cougars one foul away from being in the bonus.
Got it.
First one's good. That's 7 points for Brown. we have a mathematical disagreement between the scoreboard,
mine's right,
scorekeepers, and Garth Bowling. Brown's going to shoot the second one, and he missed it. So we don't have to disagree. How many points he's got?
5 points.
Five. Okay, 4:39 to go. The Cougars have fought back. Garth, they're within seven. The Cardiac Cougars are coming back. Full court press being employed by the Cougars.
Here comes the trap.
Here comes.
Oh, nice.
Garner quickly across the timeline to Sisson. To Rudolph goes up.
Wow, what poise. Garner Rudolph.
He just out-muscled that up there.
He sure did. 43-34, 4:20 to go. Dusty Williams set his feet, pulled the trigger.
Can't get it to go.
Off Rudolph's fingertips.
Cougars still get the ball in their own basket. 4:16 left, 43-34. They still got a chance. Cougars been known to come back from these crazy deficits. Garrett Justice, Carter Speedy on the baseline. Quick to Brown. No question, that's Ellison. They go up
and give it to Dusty Williams to convert. And here they come. 43-36. That's 7. Independence trying to hold, keep control. Move the ball way out front. Kick it to Morrison at the top of the key. And the ball's thrown out of bounds.
Man.
And Coach Kyle is not happy.
Wheels are coming off.
Bad pass that time from number 11. That's Luke Morrell. Your sister played earlier. He's a senior. Timeout on the floor. 3:37 to go. Garth, we're going to keep it here. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the Centennial Cougars, they picked up the defensive effort here, creating turnovers by Independence. I mean, they began to play a little bit more together. The lineup, Coach Broden's not subbing as much, so his lineup's getting a little more accustomed to each other right now. And that's what happens in the late in the game. You try to put your best five out there chemistry wise and they're battling back.
So you think you think he's got more cohesive unit when he's not subbing as much?
I totally, I mean, yes. I mean, I have no problem with a lot of players. I like doing that, but keep your unit together so that they, they're used to playing with one another.
Cougars have a chance to, and Carlson drives in and he comes for walking out of control. He saw a gap, took it out of control, turns it over. Big turnover, 3:29 to go. Trade them by 7. They picked up Morrison in the backcourt, gets it to Garner quickly across the timeline to Morrell. He gets it down the right wing, kicks it over in the left wing to St. Charles. St. Charles looks inside to Carter Rudolph's spin. They pass to the corner. Garner on the floater. Oh, drive. Can't get it to go. Rebound Cougars. Here comes Dusty Williams.
Oh, good defense. Good control. Carter Speedy for 3. Air ball.
That's crazy.
Bad time to shoot an air ball for the Cougars. They had 2 looks. They could have got it within 2. Didn't convert on the last 2 possessions.
Oh, there it is.
Some ball's call.
Yeah. He finally, I see it. Trey was watching that crossover dribble.
Yep.
And he just put it right out there for him.
Picked his pocket.
I'm surprised it took this late in the ball game for it to happen.
Cougars have created another turnover. They get the ball back trailing 43-36, 2:43 to go. This has become a manicurist delight, a true nail biter. Here come the Cougars. Off across the timeline to the right wing. Williams drive, kicks it back. Williams for 3.
Uh-oh.
Dusty Williams from downtown within 4. Deuce and a quarter. 2:25 left within 4. Here comes the defensive prowess for the Cougars. They're ramping up the defense. And they're going to get a 5 count on Morrison. And they did a 5 count.
He sure did.
They did get a 5 count. He was counting on the other side. And Carter Speedy credited for that defensive turnover. The Cougars take it out right in front of us. Ellison take it out right in front of us.
He kept an arm's distance the entire time.
He sure did. Inbounds to Trey Carlson. Chance to get within 1. 2 minutes to go. Cougars spin move in the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Garner quickly across the timeline for Independence. He's all the foul. Trey Carlson. 1:56 left, 43-39. That's a shooting foul. 1-1 to the line is Garner. Garner's had a big night tonight. First one's on the way. It's good. That gives him 11. Quarter mile correction. Now he's got 7 on the night. Second on the way.
Pressure pack.
He's got 8. A great 8. And 1:55 to go. 45-39. Cougars need a basket. Here comes Carlson down. Driving left. Goes up. They're going to call him for, blocking. I thought for a second it was going to be a charge, Garth. Did you not?
Well, he left the feed. I mean, it could have gone either way. I mean, he split the defenders, so.
But when you leave your feet 9 times out of 10.
Nothing good's going to happen when you leave your feet like that.
Because you have nowhere to throw it. You got, going to the line is Carlton, shooting 1-1. That's Garner's 4th foul. He's the best ball handler for Independence. Carlton missed it. Rebound, Rudolph. Here comes Morrison across the timeline, and he calls for turning it over. Yeah, the ball bounced over his head, lost control of it, and he's come unglued here in this last minute and a half, 45-39. 97 seconds left in this ball game. Garner says, come get some of this. He's got Trey Calton. He better watch who he's at, what he's asking for here. Trey Calton could school him. Dusty Williams for three. From downtown, Dusty Williams. And timeout on the floor. Our new score, Independence 45, Centennial 42. 1:23 left. Let's keep it here. I want you to just keep it here. It's a four.
That's the Dusty Williams I remember right there.
He's in the groove. He's got his groove back. 45-42. All of a sudden, the Cougars were down. I mean, they were down 13. They are back within three with a 1:23 to go. Garth, all yours.
Well, you know, Stormy, it's taken us this long to the night to see a good basketball game. This is why we do these games, is for moments like this. You got the last minute, 23 seconds. Centennial is clawed back. I mean, down the entire basketball game, and they're clawing back. And, you know, this is the Centennial Cougars I remember last year that never went away. And, you know, I enjoy watching them play when they play good basketball, because they can play with anybody in the state when they play good basketball. But on the other hand, they can look horrible when they play out of control. And for about three quarters of the game tonight, they looked horrible playing out of control. But they just kept clawing and clawing and clawing. So here we are, a minute 23, and Centennial's down by three, 45-42.
The Cardiac Cougars, as we've adeptly named them the last two or three years, Coach Pete Froden's intensive defense is paying off. Independence trying to get the ball inbounds under the Centennial basket. It's a long pass on the St. Charles. He goes up.
Blocking.
That's good call.
Good call.
Beautiful full-length court pass thrown to Matt St. Charles. Big kid, 6'3", takes it up. Draws a foul. He's going to shoot two. Gutsy play by the Independents. Gutsy call.
Yeah, it was a good call. Good call. They were face guarding. Nobody back. Throw it over the top of their head.
Gutsy play. Inbounds pass through it from the under the Cougar basket all the way down to the foul line at the other end. Every time they run by, our
sheets go flying.
I like Coach Kyle. He's my type of intensive coach.
Stick to him.
Glue to him.
Look at Mike Velcro. Now the furniture Velcro.
Okay, minute 20 left. Waiting on officials to wipe the floor up there. Did a nice job.
Now Chalbay's the only one that's speaking logical coaching terms.
Chalbay really played some good ball.
Chalbay was a heck of an athlete. Just an unbelievable
football player,
baseball player.
And St. Charles makes it, showing his coolness, and he dropped that one in 46-42 with 80 seconds left. Yeah, Chalbay was, man, was it Wilson Central?
No, he played for Mount Juliet.
Mount Juliet, yeah, where I was seeing him play a couple times. Oh, man, he was a thorn in the flesh for some Winston County teams for many a year. St. Charles for the second one. Rim that one out. Rebound Carlton. 4-point differential.
Where's Dusty?
78 seconds. Carlton drives
Ray,
in.
No.
He forced the baseline shot, and he scores. Timeout, Centennial.
That was all athleticism right there.
Didn't have a shot. Drove the baseline. Literally, I'm going to say, threw up a prayer, but unbelievable. 46-44, 107 to go. If you're Coach Kyle, what do you tell your Eagles?
Stay under control. Get the ball. Don't try to break the press by dribbling. Make good V cuts. Get open. They're going to foul you, and it's going to come down to free throw shots here within the next minute.
Both teams are in the bonus. The next foul on Centennial will put them in the double bonus. We'll put Independence.
I hope he's drawing up a good press break with screens involved in it, because Centennial has a tough time coming off of, defending, coming around the screens. They go through the screens instead of going around them sometimes. And we've seen them push off from that.
You won't see them use that over the top play inbound.
No, that won't happen anymore.
That won't happen again, will it? 107 left.
Ray Carlton back.
107 left. 46-44. Independence. Independence taken out underneath the Centennial basket. Up two. We got a nail biter here. Centennial. Another Tuesday night crazy game.
Oh, they tried again.
They tried it again.
What are you thinking?
They tried it again, and it hit the rafter. The rafter. He threw it too high, and guess who gets the ball?
It wasn't even there anyway.
No, it was.
Trey Carlton was back.
He was. They like a defensive back. They were trying to go to St. Charles and went to the well one time too many. Centennial's got a chance to get to tie or go ahead with 107. Inbounds.
Foul.
And they don't call it. And Morrell on the steal. St. Charles gets it to Garner. Under 59 seconds. And they throw it away. Independence throws it away. Garner throws it back. Morrell can't control it. And Garner just grabs his head in dismay. Cougars have got the ball back under their own basket, trailing 2 points at 55 seconds left. They get the ball inbounds to Carter Speedy, and it's kicked out of bounds. It's still Centennial ball. Centennial having a hard time. Ben Brown having a hard time gaining control of the inbounds pass. That's twice he's let it go. 52 seconds to Carlton. He has it top of the key.
He's going to go for one shot here. He called, maybe he called play one.
Ben Brown's got it top of the key, and timeout is called on the floor, and no, it's not a foul's call. And Pete Foden yelled, what did he call?
23.
Wow, that's Garner. That's on Garner for holding, and you know what? That's five. That's their point guard who absolutely runs this deep offense for Independence. Checking back in, assistant, and trying to find his name. And Solitri. Coach Kyle disagreeing with the call.
1-1.
It is 1-1.
Alex said they were holding them at the scorer's table, and I wasn't understanding why they weren't letting them go in because it's 1-1.
Yep. To the line is 31 for the Cougars. That is Andrew Ellison. He's a junior, 6'2", 200, trailing by two with 44 seconds.
Okay.
Made the first one. Kind of made a hop, skip, and a jump like a dance move as he knocked it in. Isaiah Poole about to check back in for the Cougars, getting more ball handlers back in. Carter Speedy out, who's played excellent defense. And right now the advantage goes to the Cougars with the defensive with Garner out. Second one on the way, Ellison didn't get it to go. Got us on a rebound.
And back to back, boys.
And it goes out of bounds. It's like he almost knew it was going to happen.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I mean, he left your feet set. It wouldn't happen.
Yep. 1 point differential, 42 ticks left. And Morrison tries to get it loose. They can't. And it's stolen by Centennial. Wall goes up. And he banks it in. Cougars lead first time tonight. 47, 46, 29 seconds left. The foul's going to be called on Isaiah Poole. And I'm sorry to be,
gonna be his fifth.
Screaming like a wild man of Borneo, but it's what it's become here. Centennial fall back from 13 down to take a 1 point lead with 26 seconds left on the clock. Defense wins ball game. I'm telling you, Going to the line, shooting two for Independence with 26 seconds left is going to be Jack Sisson.
Well,
Sisson's had a good night tonight.
He's got nine.
He's shooting two. Both teams are in the bonus. Double bonus for Independence. We're tied 47 at 26 seconds. Timeout, Pete Froden. How many timeouts can they take?
Well, he didn't call any till late in the game, so he should have one left, I believe.
Well, the young man, Sisson, goes the line, cools the other side of the pillow, hits his 10th basket. We're tied at 47. 26 seconds left. They've got one more free throw for Independence. Garth, if you're the Centennial coach and he makes the basket, you're trailing one, what play do you call?
Well, I mean, you're going to get the ball in. If it's accurate, he's got two timeouts. You try to get the ball. Now, they're arguing now over how many timeouts he got left. But anyway, Trey Carlson penetrate. I'd have Dusty Williams cut to the basket in a give and go.
All right.
I really would say, okay, Trey, let's get it. You know, force the defenders to come over and get you dish off. It's going to be there. They're going to think Trey's going to go to the basket and rightfully penetrate, but give it up.
Right.
Give it up.
Dribble drive.
Basket.
Dribble
Somebody's going to be wide open.
Well,
somebody will be wide open.
They got literally in to take Garner's place, and Garner was the best defender and ball handler for Independence. He drew his fifth foul. Going to the line, Jack Sisson, as we said, he's got 10. He's had a big night. A lot of pressure here. He's a senior.
Well, Dusty Williams is in the corner down there. They don't see him.
Now they do now.
They just see it.
They're just throwing now.
He's squatting down
and
in
he missed it. Rebound, fall forward, on the floor. Guess he's got it. The Cougars. We're tied at 47, 20 seconds. Here comes Trey Carlton across the timeline. Sisson picks him up. We're at 15. One shot left for the Cougars. One shot to determine. We're at 9. We're at 7. We're at 5. They get to get it away. Carlton drives. 3-2-1. The shot's off, and we're going overtime. We're going overtime. The Cougars have led one time tonight, 47-46 with 46 seconds to go. We are tied at 47. We got 5 more minutes of basketball. is attrition going to take its toll tonight on Independence when they were up and they started to fold a little bit? Is that going to happen, Garth?
Well, I think what's going to hurt them the most is their point guard Preston Garner's out of the game, fouled out.
Yep.
So, I mean, they really don't have a dependable ball handler
on the court now. He's a playmaker. He was so dependable. I don't think he had a – I'm thinking back. I don't recall him having a turnover. I remember Morrison having two or three – and Solitary having a couple, but I don't remember Garner having a turnover all night long. And the kid played with reckless abandon, so they're going to miss his leadership.
He played quick. When he broke, from the pressure, got the ball up the ball, court quick, and he had numbers then. So they're going to miss that.
All I could think is trying to guard him would have been in a long, impossible night. On the floor for Independence is Sisson, St. Charles, Rudolph, Solitary, and Morrison. On the floor for the Cougars is going to be Dusty Williams, Ben Brown, Carter Speedy, Clay Carlton, and last but not least, Andrew Ellison. And guess who? And Independence gets the tip. Morrison picks up his dribble way out front, back. Got the ball, holds up one hand, 3:50 to go. Overtime, Tuesday night action. Inside give, goes up strong, can't get it to go. Foul call on the Cougars. Going to be on Brown. Should be. Yep. Ben Brown forward. He's just sophomore. He's 6'5". He's still growing on the line assistant. He made one earlier to tie it up. Missed the second one. That one's on the way. It's good. He's got 11. 3:44 to go in overtime. What a nail-biter's been tonight. Typical Cougar cardiac fashion. Sisson missed the second one.
That one.
Fall for the rebound. Carter Speedy can't pull it down. Jump ball. It's called. And the Independence folks are screaming. He called timeout. No, and it's Centennial ball. This is crazy. Centennial gets the ball in under the Independence basket.
Crazy about this is how out of control both of these teams have been.
Here goes Trey Carlson, going to drive in. Yes, and there's one. He finally listens to Garth. He goes left, comes back to the right, open lane, makes the basket. All of a sudden, the home team's up second time tonight, 49-48 with 3:20 to go. Noah Anderson on give and go. Beautiful cut to Sisson. Sisson's got 13. What a beautiful backdoor cut. Here comes Dusty Williams to the Cougars. Soft floater. Got it. They couldn't buy a basket with American Express earlier. Now they're in a scoring frenzy. 51-50. Cougars up third time tonight with 2:50 to go. Pass into Solitary to Rudolph to Solitary. Oh, good pass to Morrison. Had the look, this little man underneath. If go to Sisson, kick it back out. And right now, Independence is outsized and outmanned. Nice move by St. Charles. Can't get it to go. Big rebound, Rudolph. He goes up strong and he draws the point and the basket. And Independence State will go nuts. Beautiful basket by Connor Rudolph. Absolutely muscling that ball up. 52-51 with 2:34 left on the clock. Trying to get a 3-point play. That kid's throwing some real boxing bravado, and he made it. 53-51, 2:34 left. Here comes the Cougars. Quickly across the timeline. Shot from three.
No.
It's not his shot, but he didn't make it.
Came right back to him like a boomerang.
It sure did. Ellison drives, kicks it back to Williams. Ellison thought about three again. Now he had made one tonight, or maybe made one. Carter Speedy out, guarded by Morrison.
Whoa.
Brown's got in the paint, kicks it back.
And shoot it again.
Can't get it to go. Ellison, he shot that shot four times tonight. And
flat. I mean, it's not going to go shooting it like that.
3-2-point differential by Independence with 1:55 to go. Morrison in front of us. He's got a mismatch. He didn't call it. Williams has got St. Charles. St. Charles.
Oh, no.
They're going to call blocking on Dusty Williams. And that was, I guess, termed inadvertent contact, but it's still a foul. That's three on Dusty Williams. Cougars have only got one good look at the basket in this overtime period. They're trailing 53-51. Alex Wall checking back in. Mr. Cool, St. Charles. Nailed it. 54-51. 3-point differential. Ellison coming out.
He has 16.
St. Charles has really played some good basketball tonight. Number one, behind the bucket. Missed it.
Oh.
Rebound, fall four. Carlson comes up with it, and St. Charles called for the foul as bodies were flying. Almost remind you of the Centennial Independence football game.
It's been more like a football game in some cases.
It sure is. That was St. Charles on the foul. And the Independence parents and coaches are vehemently disagreeing. To the line is Carlton. Carlton's had 15 tonight.
Good.
Who's the other side of the pillow? Garrett Justice back in. Ellison back in. Brown out for Cougars. 16 for Trey Carlton. High in the bucket, flexing the knees.
Bottom.
Wall coming out. Elson back in. Literally trying to take it out under his own basket. Out the other end of the floor. Centennial got a double team, and they stole it. They stole it. Ball's going up. Carlson can't get it to go. Rebound, Centennial.
Pull it out.
Reset. 54-53 is our score. 90 seconds left. Dusty Williams from downtown. No good. Rebound over the back. It fouls on 35 for Centennial. That will be on
Justice.
Garrett Justice, senior, 6'2". This place would have come unglued. Williams hit that three-pointer. Wow. 83 seconds left in this ball game. Independence up 54-53. It turned into a whale of a ball game tonight.
Twice that ball's gone over in that corner and they've been able to trap it.
That's right. First one, good. Justin has been very cool at the line. That gives him 14 for the night. He's been the difference maker, keeping the Eagles in this ball game in this overtime period. 83 seconds left in overtime, 55-53. Lane violation on Rudolph. No basket. Cougars get it.
Good call.
2-point differential. Just an out. Morrell back in for Independence. Elson takes it in. Carlton picks it up. Slight press, not much. He's come across the timeline. We're at a minute 15. Cougars need a bucket to tie. Give and go to Elson. And he's got Elson on the give and go. Kissed it off the glass for tied his double nickel with a minute to go. Literally across the timeline. Morrison has it way away from the basket. That's 1, 2. Carlson tries to cut him off. He goes right in the corner. Ball's, Dusty Williams on the reach around. And it's called for the foul. And this is a double bonus shot. It's 51 seconds. Williams thought he could pick up the steal. That's 4 on Dusty. To the line is Hashiri Salitri. I don't say that every day. He's a junior. He's a guard, number 0. Might be Indian or Pakistani descent. And he makes a free throw like Bob Cousy of the Boston Celtics.
His third.
Right. Cool to the other side of the pillow. Young man's up there just showing his bravado. Second one on the way. Good. Made them both. He goes, this is easy. Easy game. I like playing basketball. 57-55, 48 seconds. Cougars trail by 2. 45 seconds. Carlson drives, and he's fouled.
No foul.
And it's blocked, and his ball gives back to Independence. Great defense. I couldn't see
him. Salitri blocked it.
Was that who got the block?
And it went off of Carlson. It sure was.
Wow. Beautiful play by Hashiri Salitri. Beautiful play.
He got by him, and when he went by him and went up for the shot, Salitri blocked the ball from behind. It went off Carlson.
And Garner meets him in midcourt, gives him a big chest bump. We're going to keep it right here, Crystal, if you don't mind. We've got 41 seconds. Independence has the ball. They're up to 57-55. Centennial has fought back gallantly. Do they have enough to pull this one out?
Yeah, they definitely have enough pull it out. It's going to come down to Independence making free throws, though. And thus far, they've done a really good job of making their free throws. So plenty enough time for Centennial to get it done. Independence is going to have to keep the basketball in the middle of the court here on the press break because, you know, you get it in the corner and it's happened twice to Morrison. Two times in a row, and the traps came over, and he's turned it over.
He's had 4 turnovers in the last 5 minutes.
Well, you do not take the ball into the corner.
Nope.
In a press break, and then again, don't try that long pass and throw the ball in the rafters again. Now you've got 2 players back.
Oh yeah, they do. Let's see who gets it in. Leachers take it in underneath the Centennial basket. He gets it in. Assistant draws a foul. From Alex Wall with 40 seconds left. Going to the line, shooting 2 is Sisson.
And I'm not sure why they fouled there. Didn't have to.
Sisson has had an excellent second half.
His free throw shooting, he's got a really good rotation on the basketball.
They don't have his number on the board. He had, 14 last time I checked? 15.
I've got him for 15.
Yep. They don't have him on the scoreboard. It'd help they put his number back up there so I could check, but that's all right. 58-55, 3-point. We're about to make it a two-possession ball game. He makes this one, and he does. Timeout on the snow. There's some more subs coming in. Mass subs. We'll see who's on the floor. Centennial's going to take it out. Trailing 4 with 40 seconds. They got to score quickly and get a turnover. Carlton finally picks it up, crosses the timeline. With 35.
Gotta go.
And the ball's tipped to Williams. Williams driving to the left. Gonna go. Fall away. Can't get it. Rebound, St. Charles. St. Charles draws the foul. Williams came down. Williams came down hard on that knee. Awkwardly. That doesn't look good, Garth.
No, it doesn't. He's all right, though.
You sure?
Sure did. Yeah, he's gonna be okay.
Is it a cramp?
I don't know if it's a cramp. I think he just came down a little awkwardly, but I mean, he's I think right now he's just sort of sitting there collecting himself a little bit on trying to figure out what happened.
27 seconds left. Independence has the ball. They're up four, 59-55. They've withstood a furious, I hope it's not his knee. They've withstood a furious Cougar comeback, the Cardiac Cougars as usual. As a reminder, Friday night, we will be at Ravenwood. The Raptors host the Bruins in the Battle of the Woods. Hang around at halftime or the boys' game. We've got a he's that leg is stiff, and that's your leading scorer heading to the bench for the Cougars. We have a very, very, very special announcement at halftime in the boys' game from the Battle of the Woods. Y'all stay tuned. Independence trying to get the ball in. They got a four-point lead, 27 seconds. They get into St. Charles, and he draws a foul. Ellison grabs him. And Coach Froden figures we're going to take him to the free throw line, see what they're made of. St. Charles has had an extra big night, got 14. According to the scoreboard, there's three Eagles in double figures, Rudolph, Sissons, and St. Charles.
I have those three as in double figures.
Okay. Waiting on the officials to sort this one out. Double bonus, shooting two. St. Charles had a big night. Right in the post, really done a nice job. High in the bucket.
Good.
That's 5 points. That may be it, Garth.
Yeah, I think this is going to do it.
He makes this.
Dusty Williams out. They don't have a three-point shooter in the game now.
Burrell about to check back in for Independence. Made them both. St. Charles shook his head. He said, I got it. I got this, coach. I got it. 61-55, 26 seconds. Cougars pick it up. Time is not on their side. Trey Carlton quickly across the timeline. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Rebound is ripped out of the air by Morrell, and he draws a foul. 18 seconds left. Independence looks like they're going to pull this one out. 61-55. That's five on Brown. Big sophomore, 6'5". Imagine he's probably got another 3-4 inches to grow. He's going to be a big one when we finish with him.
I'd say he's got a little more to grow.
Yep, Morrell to the line. Had scored tonight. Played some good minutes on defense. Number 11 for Independence. His sister played in the ball game, in the girls game earlier. Luke,
ooh,
missed it. 61-55, 18 seconds left. And the bucket, flexes the knees, banked it off the rim. Rebound Carlton, 16 seconds. 6-point differential. Carlton needs to score like yesterday. Goes up softly and scores. 8 seconds left, 61-57. There's still hope for the Cougars, but it's waning at best. Garth, what play do you call defensively if you're the Cougars?
Face guard, one guy on the back, so they can't throw over the top. Foul as soon as it comes in, if they get it in, your only hope.
Hats off to Coach.
Doubt it'll happen that way, but that's the way that it, you know, typically you try to call it here at this stage of the game.
Coach Kyle, I think, has done an excellent job coaching tonight for his Independence Cougars. When I saw them walk on the floor in every state game, I frankly thought they were outmanned.
Well, you know, we remember the Centennial team from last year, you know, and this is still a lot of the same faces, but they're certainly not playing the way they played last year.
Two players missing. One, Hayden Pearson, the only senior they had, and of course, Shari Hainsworth, who transferred to Franklin.
That's correct. And, you know, no matter what, Shari Hainsworth was a difference maker for this Centennial team.
No doubt. Okay.
And he's certainly helping Franklin now.
Okay. Salitri trying to take it out in bounds underneath the Centennial basket. He gets it in to Sisson. Sisson finally grabbed from behind by Carter Speedy. 4-point differential, 6.6 seconds. They made a game out of this. They made us earn our money tonight. Crystal King's been on the board, done a fabulous job for us tonight at Studio 8. Appreciate her being there. The line is Sisson. Big night for the young man. He's got 16. Clanked that one. A little over exuberance that time. Sisson's just a junior. He'll be back. No, correction, he's senior. This is his last year. High in the bucket, spinning the ball. Shot is good. That may have done it.
That did do it.
62-57, 6 seconds. Here comes Carlton across timeline. Step back three. It's good. As time expires, what a battle. The Independence, they have just played their hearts out tonight. They win a overtime game over the Cougars, 62-60. Garth,
I've got the scores.
Lock it down and load it.
The Centennial coming up on the big effort, but in overtime loss, 62-60 for Centennial, led tonight by Trey Carlton with 23, Dusty Williams with 16, Patrick Garrett with 3, Alex Wall with 2, Ben Brown with 5, Andrew Ellison with 9, Garrett Justice with 2. For the Independence Eagles, led tonight by Matt St. Charles with 18, Jack Sisson with 17, Connor Rudolph with 10, Hershey Salitri with 4, Noah Marson with 4, and Preston Garner with 9. 62-60, overtime win for the Independence Eagles.
Tell me what you like, what you saw from Independence tonight.
Well, I liked their execution. I really liked, to be honest with you, I liked that Garner kid. Played under control, played quick. He and Matt Charles, to me, were, you know, they were the catalyst of this ball team. Matt Charles has good size. Matt St. Charles has good size. They looked more under control tonight. They were had fewer turnovers, executed their plays better, and, you know, just were more disciplined.
I'll say that St. Charles is listed. Let's see what they've got him listed at.
They don't have their size.
They don't have it. I would say he's going to be 6'3", and I will say this, he plays bigger than that.
He does. I agree.
Which is a compliment. That's because of his position, his quickness, and his determination.
Well, he uses his length to his advantage inside and create shot through that. I mean, so not the most skilled post player, but because of his size and he's got quick feet. He's able to get open.
Well, I was duly impressed with the other senior, Preston Garner, and I don't think I've seen. He doesn't have the size of a Grayson Murphy or the talent, but he had the speed and the tenacity. I mean, I'm trying to compare someone from the past.
Well, he had what he
you
had.
Can't compare anybody to Grayson
what
Murphy.
What he had, no. Grayson Murphy, that's a different gear.
League in his own.
Yeah, but what he had was when he broke free from the press break, he had his head up.
Yes.
And he found the open man. He didn't try to force anything. He passed it up the court. You beat a press by passing the ball, and he broke away with his dribble, and then he passed the ball up court, and it was a difference maker. I liked what I saw out of that kid. I really did.
Well, we're still gonna have a fun time Thursday night with Coach Pete Broden. He's gonna be at Stroud. I'm trying to get Hunter Jones' attention. Young man goes to our church. So we're going to have Coach Pete Broden at Stroud's. We will dissect this ball game. I'm sure he's going to have some very complimentary things to say about the Independence squad, and he'll have some course of correction for his Cougar squad. The Cougars took it on the chin tonight in both losses. The girls took it on the chin pretty handily, and the boys lost in overtime. As a reminder, this Friday night, Garth and I will be at Ravenwood. We've got the Battle of the Woods. We've got a special announcement at the halftime of the boys' game, so be sure to be there. Be there in person. Get there early because it'll be crowded, or tune in to AM950 or radio.net. Garth, any final closing thoughts?
No, sir. You know, I'm glad the second game turned out to be exciting.
Yeah.
You know, there at the end, you know, I'm sure we'll see much improved teams down the road, both of these teams.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them both down the line. We appreciate Coach Matt Kreisky, Athletic Director, and his hospitality getting us in tonight. Big crowd here tonight for Tuesday night. They were not disappointed in the second game, no doubt. For Crystal King, for Garth Bolin, this is Stormy Mitchell. And if you're a Centennial fan tonight, man, no doubt about it, it has been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night, and God bless.